Goeiemôre, my naam is Dominee van de Westhuizen. Ek wil julle net welkom na die moederkerk, die sendingkerk, ek weet nie wat die kerk nie, maar welkom, julle lyk baie beautiful. If you've never been here before, this is what the church does. And we said we're going to build a church with our friends, where we celebrate every single moment sacrificially for the benefit of other people. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to stop everything for two people today. So please be seated. And in 1 minute, we're going to watch a video and then we're going to enjoy the service.
On the 25th of July 2021, a young lady by the name of Dunay Nudia picked up her phone and messaged friends asking if she could have some time with them. She had been running from God for too long, she said, and she needed someone to stand with her as she surrendered her life to Jesus, not only for herself, but so that she could better love and serve her boyfriend Bevan and their daughter Lexi. 3 days later, in a moment of surrender, God changed her life. On Thursday, the 9th of September, Dunay shared her journey at Mom's Group and asked for prayer. Home life had become difficult. As the gospel took hold of her life, Dunay's boyfriend took exception to the constant worship music and sermons being played in the house. Their two worlds were colliding. Dunay stood her ground. Bevan loved her enough to stick around. The next day, Dunay met with Annie Shanmugam after being encouraged to hear Annie's testimony. They spent hours together as Annie shared her story of redemption and the story of her friend, who had both seen the men in their lives violently resist the gospel, only to surrender their lives to Jesus months later. Could this be her story? On Sunday, the 26th of September, we began our series on Romans, and when Bevan heard Rory mention homosexuality, he demanded that Dunay switch off the sermon, because he didn't want his daughter exposed to hypocritical Christian judgmentalism. Dunay insisted that he listen to the sermon from the beginning because the gospel wasn't like that. Amazingly, he agreed. When the sermon was finished, he said, and I quote, "Having heard the love and compassion, I said, okay, I'll come to your church." That following Sunday, the 3rd of October, was the first time Bevan joined Dunay at church. Although he felt like he was being smothered under a thick veil, as the sermon began, he felt the veil melt away. Having been skeptical his whole life, the weight and the darkness had lifted, and something began to change. Fast forward to October the 26th. Tuesday night at Life Group, and everyone has gathered around to cry out to God on Dunay's behalf. "Bevan, Father, Bevan." Dunay was still standing her ground, but she wasn't sure how long Bevan would stick around. Kingdoms were clashing, hearts were breaking, emotions were wearing thin. "Bevan, Father, Bevan." October 27th, the very next morning, Bevan came to Dunay and said, "I don't know how to tell you this, but last night, while you were at Life Group, I decided to surrender my life to Jesus." On the 8th of November, Bevan proposed. And today, the 21st of November, 21-11-21, you are cordially invited to join us as Bevan Brian Gouldie takes Duo Dunay Nodia to be his wife. Please will you stand in honor of the bride.
Let's give her a very big hand. The church is alive, and another family gets made whole by the blood of Jesus and the people of God. It is a privilege and an honor of the highest order for me to be standing here as your marriage officer and as your friend with the people that have built this building and you being the first wedding that takes place in this place. I bet you never thought 749 people would witness your vows. Marriage is amazing. In fact, marriage is a miracle. It's about love and laughter, tears and joy. Marriage is about having picnics at lagoons and hot chocolate at the Royal. Marriage is about sharing your frustrations and your dreams, your good and your bad. Marriage is about eating ice cream out of the tub and sharing your toothbrushes when you're away. Marriage is about not talking but understanding, and about much talking but never understanding. If your marriage is boring, you are probably boring. If your marriage is stale, you are probably stale. Dream again, for marriage is amazing. To come together, they think differently, they eat differently and relate and talk and cry and laugh and snore and cook and react differently. But marriage is amazing. In fact, marriage is a miracle. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, nothing happens by mistake. Everything happens on purpose. You knew, Lord God, that this day, this couple would be standing here before their family and friends with their little girl, Lexi, Lord God. You knew exactly who had to be in this auditorium. You know, Lord God, that this is not just a wedding, Lord God, but it's a reminder to everyone who is married of the covenant they took with their partners 12 years ago, 15 years ago, 18 years ago, 25 years ago. And some of those covenants lay in tatters, Lord God, this morning as some will stand here divorced because the dream died. But you, Lord God, are a God of redemption and a God of second chances, third chances, and 1,000 chances. And I pray that every man, woman, and child would walk out of this auditorium as a witness of this wedding, knowing that you're a redemptive and a kind God. You can stop a whole church dead in its tracks because you want to bless two people. I pray your grace over this couple. I pray your love and your mercy and your peace and your kindness and your generosity and your favor and your extravagance. Lord God, thank you for marriage. It wasn't man's idea, it was your idea. Right from the beginning of the Bible until the culmination in the book of Revelation, there will be a feast called marriage between the Lamb and the church. This is just a picture. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, friends, please. Good morning. I'd just like the parents to stand, please, everybody. Mark and Ray Dean and Janine and Rhea and Stephen. And we mentioned Shane, who's not here today. But the Bible says, and my children are getting married soon, the Bible says, honor your mother and father. Look at them. You can look at them. Don't look at the TV. That's like secondhand. It says, honor your mother and father. It will go well with you, and you will enjoy long life. I only have one desire when I marry someone, is that it will go well with you, and you will enjoy long life. And so you must honor your mother and father. And so every one of you here, if you have a broken relationship with your mom and dad, I pray this. Go home today, swallow your pride, dig deep, see what Jesus has done for you, phone them and say sorry. Amen? And so we honor you today. I phoned Stephen. He was a pilot in the Air Force for many years. I was probably your rookie guy on the border when you were flying your planes and I was running around there. It's amazing to have you here. Rhea, congratulations. It is an incredible, incredible privilege to see your son make this decision and to come into the fullness of his role as groom and dad and husband. We can see exactly who you are by your children. We can see exactly who you are. We know that your boy absolutely adores you. Absolutely adores. Speaks so highly of you. And Mark, I want to say thank you for what you've done for Adine. And even when I met with Shane the other day, he was speaking about what an amazing man you've been. And we honor you for that. And Janine, it's fantastic to have you. Tell Shane, I'll send him lots of love. And we honor him at this moment of his son getting married. Duodene, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Everybody tells me a different thing. But inside of your mum's womb, God knit you together very beautifully and did a very, very amazing thing, preparing you for this day. And so inside, you know, the Bible says there's man and there's womb man. It's a man with a womb. That's where it gets its name from. And we want to bless these wombs today, because inside of these wombs, God created a very beautiful girl. A girl for this time, with a personality and a DNA and magic and genius. And so we bless the wombs of these women. And we thank you that from these wombs came these two beautiful children. And every single one of you, put your hand on your tummy and say this: I bless you, Mum. I bless you, Mum, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully created, knit together in my mother's womb, every day ordained for me, was written in your book before one of them came to be. Your mum, you knew about this day, hey? You knew about this day, because God gives mums some intuition about their daughters and their future. You may be seated. In Pretoria, if you get an invitation to a wedding, sometimes we think it's a lekker free chow and a couple of dops. So enkelis. If you like enkelis, so enkele brandewijn en 'n bietjie appetizer. Jy drink nie nie gewoonlik nie, maar as ons troue toe gaan, so enkelis en 'n bietjie appetizer en Johnny Walker Blue. Johnny Walker Red is wanneer ek betaal, Johnny Walker Blou is as ek troue toe gaan. But the actual invitation to a wedding, and you had no choice today, you thought you were coming to church. The actual invitation to a wedding is to witness the vows and to hold this couple accountable for the rest of their lives on what they will say to one another. So we're going to witness these vows. And then we're going to hold them responsible and in prayer and with every resource that we have got possible to make sure that they can fulfill these vows. So you can take the mic, but face each other.
I, Bevan, take you, Danae.
I, Bevan, take you, Danae.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer,
in sickness and in health, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish,
and to honor in the Lord,
and to honor in the Lord,
till death us do part,
till death us do part,
according to God's ways,
according to God's ways,
and this is my solemn vow,
and this is my solemn vow. Amen.
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 I, Danae, take you, Bevan.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
And to honor in the Lord.
And to honor in the Lord.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part. According to God's ways.
And this is my solemn vow.
And this is my solemn vow. Amen.
You can learn church language quickly. You've been saved for 3 weeks, bro. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just don't call me Domini or Pastor.
I take you, Danae, to be my wife.
Loving you now.
Loving you now.
As you grow and develop.
And as you grow and develop.
Into all that God intends.
Into all that God intends.
I will love you when we are together.
I will love you when we are together.
And I'll love you when we are apart.
And I'll love you when we're apart.
When our lives are at peace.
When our lives are at peace.
And when our lives are in turmoil.
And when our lives are in turmoil. Sorry.
When I'm proud of you.
When I'm proud of you.
And when I'm disappointed in you.
And when I'm disappointed in you.
In times of rest.
In times of rest.
And in times of work.
And in times of work.
I will honor your goals.
I will honor your goals.
And your dreams.
And your dreams.
And I will help to fulfill them.
And I will help to fulfill them.
From the depth of my being.
From the depth of my being.
I will seek to be open.
I will seek to be open.
Honest with you.
And honest with you.
I say these things.
I say these things.
Believing
that God
is in the midst of all of them.
Is in the midst of all of them. Amen. Amen.
I take you, Bevan. To be my husband. Loving you now. And as you grow and develop. Into all that God intends. I will love you when we are together. And when we are apart. When our lives are at peace. And when they are in turmoil. When I am proud of you. And when I am disappointed in you. In times of rest. And in times of work. I will honor your goals. And your dreams. And help you to fulfill them. From the depth of my being.
I will seek to be open and honest with you.
I say these things.
Believing that God.
Is in the midst of them all. Amen.
Amen.
Hard work getting married, eh, but. Just wait. This is the wedding. The marriage starts tomorrow. You see all these people? We are going to roar over you for the rest of your life. That your marriage will be nothing but extraordinary. This world is full of ordinary, mediocre marriages, average, and we don't stand for that. We believe in extravagant marriages, and we'll use every resource that we've got to make sure that your marriage is a miracle. It says this in John chapter 2, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. Say Jesus. Had been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, mothers have got an amazing way of saying things at the wrong time. God bless you, Mum. They have no more wine. I want to just share three things with you, Bevan, as a groom. The first thing we see with Jesus that he's a groom himself. And the whole of his life, he is preparing the church to get married. Your wife said, I can't get married in a white dress because we have a child together. You can get married in a white dress because Jesus is the groom. And you stand here with no spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Because Jesus is the absolute groom of heaven. And first and foremost, you've got to invite him into your wedding as a friend. I remember when I had my brain operation and I woke up in hospital. And when I opened my eyes, my best friend was standing there. And then my girlfriend, and then my parents. But when times are tough, you want Jesus to be your friend. Because when he's your friend, everything comes together. He's got resources, he's got power, he's got grace, he's got forgiveness, he's got second chances. Invite him to your wedding and to your marriage. And let him be your friend. The second thing we'll see as we look on the stage, I don't know if any of you have ever married a daughter, But that is about 1 million rands worth of wedding dresses. That is 1 million rands worth of wedding dresses. And Danae said, we don't know how in such a short time we can, and maybe we will just go to buy a... And then one SMS went out to this church, and 1 million rands worth of wedding dresses arrived and said, you have many choices. And this wedding dress belongs to one of the people in this church that is going to shout for your victory for the rest of their lives. God is not only the groom, he's incredibly gracious. And he is unbelievably generous. And you know, Bevan, when he speaks, he says he washes the bride with his words. If I did it all again, I've been married for 29 years to this woman. If I did it all again, if I had another chance to stand here, I would choose to be more kind. I would never raise my voice to my wife, because the groom never raises his voice to his bride. The Bible says he washes her with his words so that she can appear radiant, holy, and blameless. I charge you today, young man, 3 weeks old in the Lord, to wash this woman with your words, that she can appear blameless and radiant and holy before God. Gracious, kind, you a strong guy. You've got a quick temper. But God has got hold of your heart. And in 3 weeks, Bevan said an amazing thing. He's got this little girl that God has given to him, and he's very defensive over her. Little Lexi, she's sitting right over there. He said he walked into church. There was a big man standing in front of him. He had the little girl. This is week number two in the church. And he just walked up. He said, move! So the guy stepped aside and kind of looked at him and said, I'm sorry. But you see, when we're in the world, we're fighting so hard for our piece of this of the pie. In the church, Jesus fights for us. He gives us our inheritance. We just have to walk in it. You, young man, are going to make an incredible husband. You're going to make an incredible husband. He is the groom, he is gracious, and he is generous. You know, the church is an amazing place. He didn't have a suit. There sits the tailor. Where's the tailor? Come, why don't you stand? Have you ever heard that saying, tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief? The church has got every one of them. You got the whole lot, buddy. So when you look at him, you think he's a drummer playing on the stage, and he's really good with drums, but he's got a third generation tailor business, and he makes suits. Look at this guy. No, unbelievable, bud. And when they heard there was a wedding, he said, I'm making a suit for the groom. I'm making a suit for the groom. And last night, my house looked like a bakery, because these two girls decided to make 120 cupcakes and another cake on top of another cake on top of another cake. And there's the tailor, and here the cake makers and the decorators standing at the back there, and the guy who hung up the mirror, and the guy who made the A-frame for those wedding dresses inside this church, because inside of the church is the generosity of Jesus. Amen? Amen? We pray so hard for so long for so many things. I believe the answer of every single prayer that is being prayed by the people of this church can be answered by the people of this church. I believe that. You're praying for a job, I believe there are job opportunities. You're praying for healing, I believe you can be healed. I met a man this week who has a very rare psychological condition. He might even be here this morning. A very rare psychological condition. And I sat with him and I prayed with him and I said, young man, I really don't know how to help you. I just by chance happened to bump into a lady who's a psychologist. And I said, have you ever heard of this condition? She said, I am a specialist. I am a specialist in that condition. I said, I've met a young man. She said, I will clear my diary for that young man because God has given me great success in dealing with that psychological disorder. Do you know what you're doing standing here today? You're enjoying the benefit of the generosity of the church of God. Amen. I pray you are just the beginning of the lavishness that will flow from this building. I pray that from this building we'll touch the ends of the earth. We'll send people, we'll send cars, we'll send resources. We'll give away, we will celebrate, we'll stop meetings. We will love, we will make suits, we will make cakes, and we'll make people happy. When you stand here today, Zinay, my daughter gave me dad socks. I put my dad socks on today. And I want to say to you, I am so unbelievably proud of you. I want to say to you, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. God bless you on this, your wedding day. Remember, He's the groom. Invite Him as a friend. Remember, He is gracious. Be kind always. And remember, He is generous. Give extravagantly of your time and your resources and your bodies and your words and your genius. Give it to each other. And every one of you, invite Jesus as your friend. Be gracious to your family and to those around you. And be generous on all occasions. And if you're in need, run to the church, because we can help you with your psychology, with your broken car, and with your need for a suit. In Jesus' name, amen. The rings. Come, boy. Come, champion. Yoo-hoo. Yeah, come. Yeah. Yeah. Come, buddy boy. All good things take time. Come, buddy boy. There we go. Yeah, open it. Take it and run, boy. Next one. Yeah, there, ta. Ta. Let's all stand, please. Just give me the rings. Come, Mark, Radine. Come, Janine. Come, Ria. Come, Stephen. Come close. I want you to take these rings, all of you. I want you to just hold them and pray for them and just pass them around. Just pray for them, bless them, and pass them around. Okay. Just pass them around. Just bless them. Just bless them. If you're married, take your ring. Just put your hand on your ring. First of May, 1993, I entered into a covenant with a woman on my right. This ring reminds every single person in the world that I've committed myself to somebody else. I'm not on the market. I'm not open to flirting. I'm not open to looking at other people. I've committed myself to a covenant with another person. Bevan, Danae, these are beautiful. These are expensive. These are wonderful. These are treasures. But actually, they just remind us that today, in front of 749 people, you entered into a covenant. A contract is what you do with MTN. When you get a better deal, you change to Vodacom. A contract is what you do with Standard Bank. When Nedbank offer you better rates, you change. A covenant says there are no terms and conditions. I love her completely and utterly for the rest of my life. Lord God, let's pray. You hold your ring if you're with your wife. Take her hand. If you're divorced, this is a healing moment. Because maybe your husband or wife never kept his promise or her promise. But I want to tell you this, Jesus always keeps his promises. So if you're sitting here lonely and your heart is broken, you think, well, one day, I want to tell you, God will take it and he'll fix it and he'll do something amazing. So Father, I bless these rings. But more importantly, Lord, I bless the wearer of these rings and I bless their memories. That when they wear these rings, they will be reminded constantly. They'll be reminded constantly that on this day, in front of these people, they enter into a covenant. A covenant, Lord God, of exclusivity. That means no one else is allowed into this marriage. No one else. They have eyes only for each other. They have said the things when they are pleased with each other or disappointed in each other. In richness or in poverty, Lord God. In sickness or in health. They will remain in a covenant, Lord God. And Lord God, I know as a man married 29 years, well, I look back, it hasn't all been easy. But I know this, it has been worth it. And somewhere, Lord God, there's a glimmer of a glimpse of the hope of Jesus and his church. Bless these rings, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Take this ring. Just keep standing. Take your left hand.
With this ring, I thee wed. With this ring, I thee wed. With my body, I honor you.
With my words, I uphold you.
With my words, I uphold you.
With my life, I serve you.
With my life, I serve you.
All this to the glory of God.
All this to the glory of God.
With this ring.
With this ring.
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
My body, I honor you.
With my body, I honor you.
With my words, I uphold you.
With my words, I uphold you.
With my life, I serve you.
With my life, I serve you.
All this to the glory of God.
All this to the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Stay here, stay here, stay here, stay here. As your marriage officer and friend, I declare that in the sight of God, your husband and wife, you may kiss your bride. What kind of a church are we building here? This bag is called Freedom of Movement. And what we're going to do is we're going to give up our offering as a church today into the freedom of the movement of the marriage of Bevan and Danae. It is going to be an absolute logistical nightmare. But I pray as you fight and make your way to the front, you'll remember that there is a God who will put everything on hold for two people. Amen. You don't have to give. You're not forced to give. But if you can bring that table here, please, Stephen. We're going to go and sign the register now. But we would invite you to come forward and to sow into their lives. We're going to go and sign the register now. You know why it was so embarrassing to run out of wine at a wedding? Is because the father of the groom and the bride had to provide such extravagant food and wine that there would be left over. And they would sell the leftovers of the food and the wine, and that would become the deposit for their flat. And so if you ran out of wine and food, it meant you never ever provided for your children's future. And so this is a gift from 3CR Church.
We just like to thank everybody, and you know, I'm speechless, but thank you, everybody. Amen.
Amen. The church is not an institution. The church is a family. And in that family, you will be loved unconditionally. You won't be ripped off. You'll be cared for and healed and inspired and protected and deeply loved. I read the scripture as we close. Today, this is a great picture of Jesus coming back for the church. It says, "Listen, my lover, look, here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag." That's you, Bevan. "Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My lover spoke and he said to me, 'Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come with me.'" That is you, young lady. "See, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth and the season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, and come with me." Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Bevan Gouldy. You can walk up. Let's get the mother of the bride to say a prayer as we close. Afrikaans is goed.
Ja, dit gaan in Afrikaans wees, beslis. Kom ons sluit ons oë asseblief. Abba. Abba, Vader. U seun vir ons gegee om in hierdie glorie te leef. Nie oor wat ons is en wie ons is nie en wat ons kan doen nie, maar wie U is. Alle eer en lof aan U. Vader, U is die een wat sê, kom na my toe en ek sal vir julle rus gee. Ek bid, Vader, dat hierdie mense in hierdie gebou wat ons 'n kerk noem, Here, dat U vensters oor hulle oopmaak en geestelik hulle so oorweldig met wie en wat U is en hoe lief U ons het. Vader, dat U hart hier gesien kan word. Ek bid dat U pastoor Rory, ek weet hy hou nie van pastoor nie, maar Rory en Mel sal gebruik tot aan die uiterste van die aarde. En dankie dat hierdie vir ons 'n bevestiging is dat U koninkryk naby is en dat U ons almal saam met u wil hê. In u glorie en rykdom. Ek eer u, ek loof u in die naam van Jesus. Seën elke persoon wat gegee het. Vader, seën elke persoon wat hiernatoe gekom het vandag. Nie met rykdom of eer nie, maar met u goddelike vrede en liefde en genade in Jesus naam. Amen.
Just as we go, I was looking at these flowers. These are put together by a girl called Tara. Can you just put your hands out? Some can preach, some can make coffee, some can do flowers, some can knit dresses, some can make suits, some can just pick up children. But every one of us can do something. Can we say, Father, we give you our hands. Please use them to bless people, to help people, to protect people, to give to people, to honor your name, to build your church. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys.